What's for dinner? Here is an exercise to try as you make dinner. The nice thing about it is that you don't have to stop your preparations at all. It involves your breath. There are dozens of schools of breathing techniques these days. I love what Moshe Feldenkrais once said about breathing techniques. Telling people they should breathe this way or that way is like telling a man that in order to win a girl, he must always wear this suit, put this rose in his lapel, he must always say the same words. We know that doesn't work. Well, breathing is the same. Different situations require different kinds of breathing. Exploring the options available in your breath can perhaps offer new options for the way you prepare the meal, or even how you live your life. Begin by noticing your breath. For a few breaths, just listen. Don't try to fix anything or change it. Notice what moves as you breathe. Do you feel movement in your belly, your chest, your back, your shoulders? It doesn't matter if you do or don't, just notice. Intentionally, inhibit the movement of the breath in your belly. For 3 to 4 breaths, continue, but don't let your belly move. Then let that go and breathe normally. What does your breath feel like now? Try the same thing again, this time holding the chest still. Notice how freezing your chest affects the quality of the breath. Then notice what happens when you let that go. You can do this with your back and your shoulders as well, or just do one part. Each time you try it, you may have a different experience. And you may discover that your cooking experience is different as well.